things.
It's 10 o'clock there.
Why are we calling them at 10?
Why? Because we know we'll be home.
Hello?
Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brad and Faith.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Are you still awake?
Yes. You just caught me. I was just getting ready to go to bed, but you caught me.
Good. Good, 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 good. Because we wouldn't have wanted to wait till you were in that little spot right before you go to sleep to call. That would have been really mean.
Because that's annoying.
Yeah.
That would be definitely annoying.
Okay, so here's the question for you, sir. Would you rather have an eyelash stuck in your eye all day, or have a little piece of popcorn stuck in your tooth that you can't get out for like 8 hours?
This is a tough one. I think I would have to go with the eyelash in my eye.
Oh, no.
You can't fake that.
No.
The little eye twitches and okay. Well, hey, it's his eye.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Do you don't have contacts, I bet.
I'm Asian. I already squint a lot.
You don't have contacts and you don't wear contacts?
I do wear contacts.
Oh, see? So how contacts. Could you stand that? Oh, that's awful.
Hey, it's his eye. It's his eye. It's his eye.
Okay.
All right, Jason. Well, thanks. Go to bed with that lovely thought in your head. And I hope that you have a good night's sleep.
All right. I will. You folks have a great night.
Okay.
We Bye-bye. Will. Bye.
Bye.
Well, he sounds like a good sport.
Yes.
We'll see who else we can get to harass.
He'd much rather have an eyelash in his eye. Ugh.
That's kind of weird.
That's just not right.
I wouldn't have picked that one. Nope. I would have picked the tooth. Although the tooth is the most annoying thing because you sit there
seriously.
All day and your tongue gets tired of doing that. Like
it does get tired.
All day of just doing this all day. And you can't talk right because you're always like...
Until you finally break down and go get a toothpick.
Yeah, and your fingernail just will never get it.
No.
It's just not.
Well, that's disgusting. You need a toothpick. Meemaw keeps them in her purse.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Aww. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. I'm so excited about this week. This week is going to be great. This is the greatest week ever. The two blind squirrels.
Why?
Today we're going to do suffering.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
That's right. Today on Two Blind Squirrels, suffering through another podcast with me, your host, Brad McFadden. Our topic today is suffering. And why is that our topic, Faith? The lovely and talented Faith McFadden.
Because we want to rejoice in suffering like Peter did. We want to rejoice that we can suffer
in the
work of Christ. I do. You want to see what I wrote?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to see what you wrote. I want to hear what you wrote.
Okay. Well, you can't see it anyway, people. Sorry.
I can't read your writing. I could see it.
You can read my. I have nice handwriting.
You have
Thank
very
you
nice
very
handwriting.
Very
I just
nice.
Can't read it. It's in cursive. I never learned how to read cursive.
It's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rejoicing. Walking away with rejoicing from suffering. That seems so foreign to me. I want to have that reaction. Praise God that I suffered for the name of the Lord. I want to have that example for my daughter, rejoicing and also rejoicing with each other's suffering, seeing the work that is being done in others' lives and in rejoicing in their suffering with them. That is just not even, that's not
that's
even
not
in
that.
Our realm of something we even, we
It's not
we
really
don't,
our natural reaction,
no,
is it?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. But that's what I want to do. I want to rejoice like Peter did.
Well, I want to too.
Mm-hmm.
But
Paul.
I don't want to suffer. And in America, me personally, I mean, how much do I really suffer? I have
Not
an
much.
Air-conditioned car mm-hmm. with power windows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have two.
You have a wife
have
who
two.
Cooks and cleans
I have a wife
and does
who
your laundry
and I have nice
does all the grocery shopping.
And
has nice
couches,
furniture.
And
yeah,
iced tea.
Yeah,
and I work in an office and I listen to music all day.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
I mean, the only time I really suffer
That's
is like when
suffering.
I. It's like when I want to do it to myself. Like
but
if I
suffer.
I want to go work out.
I suffer every day by working out and pushing myself. Yeah, did you laugh at me from your office? Go, what are you doing in there?
Doing it to yourself, you know.
I do.
That's not really suffering for the Lord, is it?
No. Well, but he said my body is a temple, right?
Well, this is true.
So I should take care of it.
This is true. All right.
So I.
But how can we privileged few, how can we really suffer for the Lord? I got to thinking about this.
Okay.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, we bring the sacrifices of praise, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's not really suffering. It is. It's not suffering to praise the Lord.
But it is a sacrifice.
But that's not my point. My point is that we should praise. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't feel like praise.
Right.
But if you start every morning with praise and you prepare yourself to suffer, I think that's the key.
Yeah.
Be prepared to suffer that day for the Lord. Then when things happen during that day, you'll respond to them in the proper way. If it's something that you're going to have to suffer for, mm-hmm. then you're not going to respond with, I can't believe Nick said that, you know, right? Or, you know, whatever it may be. No, you don't respond that way. If you're prepared to suffer, then when that when something mm-hmm. happens, you just respond in a Christ-like manner because
right.
you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But if you prepare yourself every morning to have a good day, today I'm going to have a good day. I just hope nothing bad happens. Well,
yeah.
I hope my boss leaves me alone today. Oh, I hope I can get that project done. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
That's not preparing to suffer.
Right.
That's suffering before you get to it. And that's trying to go through your day all day without suffering.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're prepared to suffer, then you can respond in a Christ-like manner. And you can rejoice when it does happen because you know the Lord's blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are all those scriptures about do you have those?
What?
The scriptures about the Lord, about us identifying with Christ.
You didn't tell me to have that
that's
ready.
Why you got there. That's okay. You don't have to have it ready. It's 1 Peter 4 where all it is.
What are you wanting me to read?
I just thought it's where we identify. When we suffer, it says we identify ourselves with Christ and that the Lord is pleased. Now, the Lord's not pleased that we're suffering. The Lord is pleased that we're identifying ourselves with Christ. And what really suffers? Our old self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the new species.
I hear it here. This is what you're wanting. 1 Peter 4:12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, okay. What will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
Okay. There's another passage in there somewhere where he talks about if someone insults you, respond with a blessing.
He said it right there. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed.
I know, but he says respond with a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
With a blessing.
Sorry.
And you can't do that unless you're prepared to suffer.
Right.
I mean, because that's never your first reaction.
Right.
Okay? You have to be prepared for that reaction. And so anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, there's scripture after scripture, you know, perseverance, you know, till it suffering. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what was all that?
I had an itch in my head. Oh, what is it? Perseverance. What of those go again?
So
they make our faith stronger so that we'd be more mature.
Yeah.
Refined as gold and, you know.
Right.
All that.
So you are incredibly blessed woman because you're married to me.
Okay.
So you suffer every day.
Uh-huh.
And through that suffering, I bless you because by torturing you...
You don't torture me. You're very sweet to me.
Then you are blessed.
You don't
see how
torture
how works
me.
Out?
People just like to think you do, but you really don't. You're really the sweetest man out there.
No, not me, no.
You want me to read his stuff?
No,
read it.
Please don't.
Okay.
So we're to prepare ourselves every day for suffering, and then we can respond in a Christ-like manner. What else about suffering, though? I mean, how can we as Americans, these posh, rich Americans, right? I mean, even the poorest of us is rich compared to the rest of the world. That's my point in saying that. I'm definitely by not any means really wealthy. But compared to the rest of the world, my standard of living is wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we suffer? I mean, I go to Mexico every year, and I work for a week, okay? And you could call that suffering, but... You know, it almost feels a little selfish to say that's suffering.
I mean,
I'm not really. I'm just doing what the Lord asked me to do. And And it's fun. Well, but, I mean, I enjoy it. Now, that's a time where I am suffering. I'm in the hot sun. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I banged my nail on a thing. But you know what? We are rejoicing together mm-hmm. when we're down there. And so that's sort of a mini opportunity. But mm-hmm. is there some way we can do that every day?
Well, but, you know, things happen. God uses suffering. And he, you know, allows us to, you know, our choices to teach, you know, we choose sin, and those choices teach us, and in that suffering we learn, you know, and we draw closer to God. And I think he's used that immensely in my life, where, you know, I'm being refined by those trials, those things that I go through, that he allows me to go through because they draw me closer to him. You know what I mean? Losses of jobs, you know, when mm-hmm. we miscarried and just death and Jay, and I just look at those trials and they brought me closer to him, and more clarity, and more dependence, more faith, more understanding, you know, what he's trying to teach me and bring me to, you know, he's trying to refine me and cleanse mm-hmm. me and purify me so that I'll be proved genuine, mature, got a long way to go. But I mean, that's the process. I mean, he uses all those things in our life. It's not necessarily going and beating yourself, you know, with whips. Mm-hmm. That's not the point.
Right. But I still think that we can take opportunities every day to say, you know what, I'm not, if we prepare ourselves, I'm not going to pay that $20 for that pair of shoes, $20 for a pair of shoes. I'm not going to pay that $50 for that pair of shoes I really don't need, but I'm going to take that $50 and I'm going to give it to.
Yes. Now those are choices that are hard for us to make.
But those are ways we can sacrifice mm-hmm. or, you know, and maybe it's, if it's really a sacrifice, it's something we do need. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to deal with whatever it is that I really need this thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to deal with not having it, and I am going to
do
this.
Give to somebody else.
Right. And there's other opportunities. I mean, they're not dramatic, but there's other opportunities where, you know, my family suffers because I don't go out and go to happy hour with the guys from work. I mean, the bosses, you know, come in and they want to go out to happy hour, and I don't do that. I come home. And so we suffer because I don't get those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not any tangible way, but I'm sure it's in a way that is counted toward in heaven a little bit towards me.
Right. That's where your reward is anyway.
But I think here's my point, and I haven't been doing this very long, like a couple of weeks, and I haven't been very, very consistent at it, but I'm trying. If I can continue to prepare myself for suffering, maybe, and praying about it, and praising the Lord every morning, and praising the Lord for my suffering, maybe he will give me more opportunities to suffer for him.
Yeah.
And by doing so, I can become mm-hmm. refined. And then one day you'll see me, and I'll be shimmering gold. That's me, baby. Shimmering gold.
Okay, was something about pride?
No. I'm not prideful now.
Oh.
Because right now, I'm sort of like a tarnished nickel. You know, like a 1947 nickel,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But one day, shimmering gold.
Shimmering gold.
That's right, shimmering gold. You're going to see me go, ooh, he's shimmering gold.
He's shiny.
Shiny.
He's shiny.
We will be like lights to the universe. Isn't that what it says? Lights to a world.
To a dark world.
Whatever. Exactly. Philippians 12:14.
Right.
So, there you have it, our suffering episode.
Suffering strips away from us what is false. I like that statement.
Yes.
It's a good statement.
It's a good statement.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that?
I did not.
That was a good saying.
Yeah. A woman in my core group, my Bible study, said that. Well, she said she learned that through her sufferings of an unbelieving family and what she goes through with that. Yeah.
Cool.
I thought that was... I wrote it down, and I'm keeping it close because that's very... And I got an email from my friend Jed and Renee, who are missionaries in Kyrgyzstan.
Uh-huh.
They are suffering. They're trying to pass a law that you can't have a church unless you have 200 members. Well, how the heck are you supposed to start a church? And don't you need to start the church to get the 200 members? I mean, it's ridiculous. They're trying to make it so that, you know, you can't meet...
Right.
And I mean, they're just trying to make it so difficult.
So difficult.
And the electricity is not very
good,
plentiful. And so they don't get any electricity during the day. Like, they're rationed electricity. Uh-huh. So they had to go get coal heaters. So now he's got to go find some tons of coal somewhere. I don't know. He was off looking for coal so that they'd be warm enough in Kyrgyzstan, which, by the way, is cold.
Yeah. It's Kyrgyzstan. Hello.
It's by the Ukraine.
Why is it every place chilly. That he goes is like freezing cold?
Well, they're all in the same area because he's by Russia.
Oh.
You know, Burr. So he's tromping around trying to find heat for his four children and wife. It's crazy. That's suffering for the Lord.
No
and
kidding.
In the meantime, doing apologetics classes and raising leadership and baptizing people in freezing cold rivers. And I mean, the gospel is growing. It's just rampant. It's amazing. I mean, the people are.
I can't
just,
heat
are
some water with that coal.
Coming, you got to find the coal first. So anyway, I just thought.
That's
I mean, you
awesome.
Bring up suffering. I mean, that's not here in our country, but you don't have to look very far to see people who really do.
All right. Well, let's. This is Monday, so let's start the week off right.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this opportunity to minister to people, to maybe lighten their day a little bit. We ask that you bless our words, that you bless anybody listening to this show, and that you just bless the entire endeavor. It's your podcast, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it's time for calisthenics. Everybody up.
Everybody ready?
Everybody up.
That's where we can live a holy
life. Come on.
When we act like a Christian, like a Jesus freak. Or when we
now, this is the first time you've ever listened to the show. Let me explain something. This is the part where we get up.
You get
stand up.
Unless you're in your car.
And we do these actions. And we actually, me and Faith do it sitting down, but because we have microphones and stuff. But, you know, if you're sitting in your car, you can do it.
But we're doing the actions.
Your elbows out, and then your hands go up high.
Yes, because you're praising the Lord.
And then you reset. You put them down.
Put them
grab
down.
A hold of the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Drive a little bit. Then you put your elbows out.
Uh-huh.
And then your
up
hands
high.
Up high. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Ready? But you didn't do it with the song. And then in between that, you just sort of kind of
you got to do
dance.
A little sway.
Yeah, you get a little da-da-da-da. And you just kind of do the
go to the rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, just do the little dance.
Who we really are. And be ashamed of the Savior who gave us all like this and like that. Nailed to a cross while all the guards spat on his face and made fun of him, treating him round Nancy like he was a elbows out.
Hey, what happened?
Wow, I accidentally hit it. I'm
aww.
Sorry.
Hands up high, elbows out, hands up high, elbows out, hands up high, elbows out, hands up high.
Get the blood pumping. We're gonna get the blood pumping on a Monday, okay? Get the blood going, circulate. We're gonna wake up. Smell the coffee. Come on, smell the coffee.
Hands up high, like a Christian saved. I behave differently, cause God expects of me a reborn life. Jesus Christ promised an abundant life.
That's all right,
that's my favorite part. I love that. I wish you'd start it there every time.
Doing.
Dun dun dun.
Doing.
An abundant life.
Doing.
What is that?
I don't know. That's that little noise he's making
there's
in the song.
There's a doing.
There's a doing. Listen,
it's
there's
in
a
your,
doing.
You know what? It's in
we
your head.
Live, now that I'm clean, Jesus' blood cleansed, if you know what I mean. I'm a
see
new
it?
Creation.
Hear it? Right there. Doing.
Salvation. Look into my life. See,
you heard it there. Doing.
I didn't hear it. It's in your head.
It's in my head. It's in my earphones.
Doing. Oh, doing.
So, Helen's going to actually dress up for Halloween.
She is.
She's going to be Dorothy
from the Wizard of Oz with Toto in a basket.
We've never done this before. We're not Halloween people.
No, we're not. But you know what? I'm very excited because dressing up is fun. I mean, we love to dress up because like we've gone to like costume parties that weren't like Halloween,
right?
You know, and it's hysterical.
Yes.
But I was just thinking of you like as the scarecrow. I thought that'd be pretty funny.
If I was
the
scarecrow, you want
scarecrow.
Me to be itchy.
I do. I want you to be the scarecrow. You'd be hysterical because you'd be like all, blah, you'd be all over the place. You know how he was. He needed to pray.
That's what you want me to do.
No, wait, scarecrow needed courage. What did he need? Heart. What
heart.
Do you, I don't know. What do you
heart.
Need?
Brains.
No, brains.
Brains. He was brains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tin man needed a heart.
And the lion needed courage.
No, they needed courage. Rawr. Yeah, I was going to be the lion.
No.
Yeah. No, actually, I want to be Lucy. I want to be Lucy.
Lucy?
I love Lucy. I want to be Lucy.
She wasn't in The Wizard of Oz.
I don't care. I would like to be in The Wizard of Oz.
I'm sorry, but if Helen's going to be
there's
Dorothy
no
and I'm going to be the
I'm
hey
Lucy.
Man,
hey, you could be
Scarecrow.
Desi. You want to be dizzy? That'd be funny. You could stick back and get a little suit, get a white suit with a black tie, black bow tie, black. Oh, that'd be fun. You should do that. I'm going to get a red wig. Lucy, you have some splendor.
Goofball.
That'd be funny. I want to wear one of those dresses.
Then Helen would have to go as Little Richie.
No, she's Dorothy.
We have to keep with the theme here.
I don't know if they have themes. I'm
browsing over here. I'm doing a little Google search for female lion costumes. I'm actually getting into this a little bit.
Of course you would.
I'm just kidding.
There's no... Female costumes...
Yes.
...are usually...
Yes.
...just nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that if you look out on the line...
They're skanky.
Yeah, they're not good. I was actually looking. In fact, don't even put
family-friendly costumes.
Don't even put in adult costumes.
No, that's not good.
I was looking for
unless you
Clifford.
Want Fredericks of Hollywood to come up.
No. Clifford Claude. You know of the Jesus Geeks.
Yeah. Why are you looking for an adult costume for him?
He wanted to be Clifford, the big red dog.
Really?
Yeah. So I was looking for a costume for
him.
Why
didn't you
one.
Just put Clifford the big red dog costume?
I found one. I said because you get kids costumes, but I put in Clifford, big red dog adult costume, and I got something.
Okay. You
got
to be specific. Very careful how you put that stuff in there. But I got it. I got Helen a Dorothy costume. She have a little pigtails, but she didn't have brown hair. I'll have to get like brown mousse or something to color her hair brown. She gonna be a blonde Dorothy.
Blonde Dorothy.
And her little dog, Toto, too. She has ruby sparkly slippers.
Well, it doesn't come with the dog, does it? Because she's got the dog.
No, I didn't know. You could buy it separate. Oh. And I'm like, I got a basket and a dog.
She has the dog.
Yeah, she's a dog.
Is it a Wepkin dog?
No. We'll dress up Joy as a dog.
No, we're not dressing up Joy, the cat, as a dog.
That'd be funny.
It would be funny, but we're not going to do that.
Torture the cat night.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today on this wonderful Monday. I'm very excited about this week. We've got a lot of good shows lined up. We have 12 calls from our listeners.
All right.
12.
Is that supposed to be a lot?
That's a lot.
Oh.
That's a good week for us.
Okay.
Yes. All over the world. People are calling in from the far reaches of the four corners of the earth.
Did I do a faith builder today?
No, but you had me. You read all scriptures. That was enough.
Alrighty then.
You read the scripture. You read the whole passage.
Okay.
Figured that was enough.
You don't want me to read scripture anymore? You don't like that?
Oh, brother, here we go.
I'm just saying.
Dios con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.